Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Kings 17, 1-6. 1 Kings chapter 17, the verses 1-6. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word." Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Live here, turn eastward and hide in the Kerith ravine east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there." So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerith ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. My theme for reflection is when the brook dries up. When the brook dries up. I once heard someone joke that you can tell you have lived in Scotland long enough when you stop checking the weather forecast, because it's always raining. And when it isn't, the rain is just taking a break. But what happens when the rain does not come? When the brook actually dries up? That is the heart of Elijah's story in 1 Kings 17. And it is closer to our own lives than we may think. The problem begins with Elijah standing before King Ahab, announcing a drought so severe that not even dew will appear on the land. For an agrarian society, this is devastation. Fields withering, livestock dying, hope evaporating with every cloudless sky. But notice the surprising move of God. Instead of keeping Elijah in the palace, confronting the king day after day, God sends him away to hide by the brook of Cherith, cut off from public ministry. Here the prophet drinks from a dwindling stream and is fed by ravens. It is in human logic absurd, but in divine wisdom it is training. Elijah had to be cut down to size so he could be built up for the greater battles ahead. The real issue is trust. Elijah had been God's spokesman, but not yet God's man. And so God enrolls him in boot camp, alone, stripped of comfort, forced to rely on a brook that will dry and on birds that may or may not come. It is here that Elijah learns dependence, obedience, and humility. The brook dries up, but God does not. The prophet's resources vanish, but God remains. This text presses into our lives with unnerving clarity. What do we do when our brooks dry up? When health fails, when careers stall, when relationships crumble, when ministries shrink, when prayers seem unanswered? We often assume that God's blessing means abundance and his absence means lack. Yet scripture teaches the reverse. The dried brook can be a sign of God's presence, not his absence. As James K.A. Smith reminds us, God is not in the business of satisfying our consumer desires, but of recalibrating our hungers. In other words, God dries up our false sources so that we might rediscover the true source, himself. Elijah's story reminds us that God's provisions are as strange as they are sure. Ravens become caterers, a brook becomes a lifeline, and eventually a widow in Zarephath will become the next channel of provision. The lesson is simple yet profound. God provides, but not always in the ways we expect, and never so that we can boast in ourselves. He trains us in hiddenness, so that when the time comes to stand in public like Elijah on Mount Carmel, We stand as people who know that strength comes only from the Lord. For us today, this story invites surrender. It asks us to see seasons of scarcity not as abandonment, but as apprenticeship. It asks us to welcome the places of obscurity, silence, and dependence as God's classroom. And it asks us to remember that being cut down to size is not humiliation for its own sake, but preparation for holy usefulness. So the next time your brook dries up, do not despair. Do not assume God has left. Instead, look for the ravens, listen for his voice in the hidden place. Trust that the God who dries up one source is already opening another. For he has written you on the palms of his hands, and he never forgets his own. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in my life do I feel like the brook has dried up? And how might God be using that to deepen my trust in him? Number two, am I willing to be set aside, hidden, or cut down to size so that God might prepare me for greater service? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 10 minutes of silence. Name one dried brook in your life and release it into God's hands. Then ask him to open your eyes to the ravens, unexpected ways he is already providing. Faithful God, you are the one who sends rain and the one who withholds it. Teach us to trust you when our brooks dry up, when our resources fail, and when the path feels hidden. Cut down our pride, fears, and illusions of control, and build us up in faith, humility, and obedience. Provide for us in ways that surprise us and prepare us for the work you have ahead through Jesus Christ, who is the living water that never runs dry. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.